The polls closed at midnight. It's the 7th of July, 2008, and with more than 50,000 votes cast, you can take a look at a pretty good list of what listeners think are the best CDs of 2008 so far. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. What I love so much about these polls is discovering what others love and catching up on music that I somehow missed. So on this edition of All Songs Considered, we'll look at some of the CDs listeners picked for the year's best and play some of the ones we missed. I'll tell you how you can see the poll results in a minute, but first, this by Panic at the Disco. Of all the bands we didn't cover this year on All Songs Considered, Panic at the Disco received the most votes. This is from their CD, Pretty Odd. This song is called When the Day Met the Night.
Always golden when the day met the night.
childhood friends Ryan Ross and Spencer Smith, along with the rest of Panic at the Disco from their CD Pretty Odd. You can hear the band in performance at NPR on our website, npr.org/music. Now, a bit more on the poll. You can see the complete results at our blog. Go to npr.org/allsongs, and you'll find a link to the All Songs Considered blog there. So when I looked at the votes and saw that Panic at the Disco is number one by thousands and thousands of votes, it was obvious that they had the most successful fan campaign of all the bands. They weren't the only band that linked to our poll. Death Cab for Cutie had a link on their MySpace page. Devotchka had a link on their page. We'd like to open a conversation up about this. The simple way to look at the results is that Panic at the Disco got the most votes, which makes it look like more people think that their CD is the best of the year so far. If you followed the vote, however, you'd know that except for a few days, right at the end of the voting, the Panic CD was in the top 20, but nowhere near number one. So I guess the question to ask is this. Is this a fair way to figure out what listeners think are the best CDs? If not, what would be a better way to do this? You can share your thoughts on the All Songs Considered blog. Again, go to npr.org/allsongs and click the link for the blog. One CD I missed completely that made it into the top 20 is a group called MGMT. The Brooklyn-based band put out their CD in 2008. It's their debut. They technically released that music digitally in 2007. It's called Oracular Spectacular, and this song is called Time to Pretend.
I'm feeling rough, I'm feeling wrong in the dark.
The music by MGMT, formerly known as The Management. The song's called Time to Pretend. I'm looking at the results from a poll we did on the All Songs Considered blog, a poll that asked you to list your favorite CDs of the year so far, this the halfway point of the year. Some of the ones we won't play here are the ones that we've already covered on All Songs Considered, like Bon Iver, Death Cab for Cutie, Vampire Weekend, Fleet Foxes, Sigur Rós, My Morning Jacket, and The Raconteurs. I'm playing not the top list, but the list of CDs that you love that we missed here on All Songs Considered. Some of it might be music I didn't like, but much of it is music I just didn't hear. One of those is the music of Girl Talk, and maybe the phrase the music of Girl Talk is misleading because the music of Girl Talk is always someone else's music cut up and pasted with 15 or 25 other songs, all by one person, Greg Gillis. The concoction is genius. Listen to this from the fourth Girl Talk record called Feed the Animals. See how many of the samples you recognize. That's In Step, the music of Girl Talk. Actually, I'm not sure if any of the music actually is Girl Talk, but all the appropriation was done by Girl Talk's Greg Gillis. I heard Roy Orbison, Nirvana, Michael Jackson, Prince, the Beach Boys. I trust you heard others. The entire CD is so much fun, and it's called Feed the Animals. we'd probably cover the Weezer record next, but in the world of legal permissions, we weren't blessed by Universal Music to play Weezer on our show, so we'll have to skip that one. So on to a band called Frightened Rabbit. They're Scottish. Their CD title is wonderful. It's called The Midnight Organ Fight. I somehow imagine a more chaotic record, but wound up with a good rock record with some strong songs and some average ones. A few of you that added comments to our blog and voted for Frightened Rabbit called the band brilliant. Here's one I quite liked. It's called The Twist.
Do the twist and the twisting I'd fail. The loose tie with the loose slim wrists. Lift your dress enough to show me those shins. Let your hair stick to your forehead. Did you blush then when our hips touched? I can't tell, we are already red. I'm alright, you give me the signs. Is that pink mist or just lit dry ice? Twist and whisper the wrong name. I don't care nor do my ears. Around me, I need company, I need human heat. I need human heat. Let's pretend I'm attractive.
Frightened Rabbit, the CD is called The Midnight Organ Fight, and the song we played is called The Twist. On this edition of All Songs Considered, we're playing music some of your favorite CDs so far this year, and in particular, CDs we've not covered on All Songs Considered. Islands are a band from Montreal, and when one of the voters on our poll didn't see that on our ballot, he said, "What about Islands? That album made my year." Well, others thought so as well. This is Island's second CD, and it's called Arm's Way, and the song we're going to play is called Creeper.
Breathing, no, I have been bleeding. Open my
Islands from their second CD called Arms Way, we heard the singer Nick T singing a song called Creeper. Now on to another Nick, this being Nick Cave. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have been making good literary rock and roll records for the past 25 years. I think I first discovered them in the film Wings of Desire back in 1987. In the past few years, Cave has been writing some of his best songs, and I think its fairly good showing in the poll reflects that. From the CD Dig, Lazarus, Dig, this is the title track.
Made his nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. Then he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Names for the ladies like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Francisco, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. He ended up, like so many of them do, back on the streets of New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, the CD and the song are both called Dig, Lazarus, Dig. I don't know what I thought a band called Los Campesinos would sound like, but I didn't think it would be a Welsh pop band. Formed at Cardiff University in Wales, they've put together a fun pop record with pretty clever lyrics. Thanks for all who voted for this. You turned me on to a pretty good record. This song's called And We Exhale and We Roll Our Eyes in Unison by Los Campesinos.
On the edge of my hide bed, scratching, I am incredibly
Los Capucinos from their debut CD, Hold On Now, Youngster. And the song we played is called And We Exhale and Roll Our Eyes in Unison. How we never played Santa Gold on All Songs Considered is beyond me. I heard it, I liked it, and somehow never managed to put this Philadelphia powerhouse on our show. Santee White says her music is influenced by 80s pop, which leads me to an upcoming All Songs Considered blog post, asking you to tell us what was the worst decade for pop music. Be on the lookout for that. Next week's show will be CDs that are on almost nobody's radar. Some off-the-wall CDs next week on All Songs Considered. Now, on to Santa Gold and the song called Creator. I'm Bob Boylan, along with intern Connor McKay and producer Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.